Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz up here in the booth down at the tunnel. The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, congratulations. Big 3 points here against St. Cloud State. Your team looked just as good as they did last weekend against RPI. What were your thoughts on today's big Beaver win?
Well, thanks, Kelly. I liked how we played. I thought we had a good start. We talked about, we thought for sure the first 10 minutes was going to be important because we just felt that they might try to jump us, our third, coming off three road trips in a row and maybe catch us flat-footed. So we stressed the importance of having a good start. I thought we did that. Scored the first goal, which is always important. Unfortunately, the importance of that second or that shift right after a goal, showed and that we gave one up. But to respond like we did, Lydia got a big goal. And then I thought we really controlled the second period, Kelly. I thought, Lauren had to make a big save, obviously, on the penalty kill. But other than that, we really limited their chances. And on the other end, we were getting some really, really good looks. And we were able to just, obviously we didn't score, but I thought we wore them down a little bit. And certainly the goal to start the third period was big.
I was really impressed with the play of Brianna Jordy today, two assists today. Bree setting up Lydia on that one play and then starting the play that led to the Kiki Radke goal. Just how much she has grown as a player since the beginning of her career here. I think today was probably, from my perspective, her best game I've seen her play.
Played well, yeah, no doubt. She's, obviously a senior and logged a lot of games and just plays with a lot of confidence. And that's, Bree's always had an incredible vision, and she's been one of our best passers, one of our best first pass defensemen since her freshman year. It just obviously took a while to learn to play at this level. And she had a great game. She and Mac, I thought, were really, really good.
Abby Holoska with two assists as well today. She had 7 shots on net. She's got to be feeling a little snake bit, but at least she's getting those shots. What do you tell her?
She is. Just keep shooting. Keep shooting. I really liked how Kiki's line played. They got some big goals for us, and that's huge. And Abby's obviously a big part of it. And she, the puck's going to start going in for her. But you know what? An assist is just as important as a goal, and that's big.
Well, I know the other thing that your team was doing so well was passing the puck quickly. That play by Kiki Radke to go back to the blue line to Kara Wirth. Polesny had no idea where the puck went at that point. Just those quick, sharp passes. I mean, how important are they?
Well, it's all about getting the defense to extend. And anytime you move, the puck's going to move faster than a person is. So if we can move it quickly, it's going to get them out of position. And Kara was smart enough to shoot the puck right off the pass. And you're absolutely right. I think Emma had no idea where the puck was. Again, a big goal at that time.
Lauren Bench with her 6th win of the season. Again, a great game for Lauren, only giving up that one goal. What does your team need to do to prepare for tomorrow against the Huskies?
Well, just enjoy this one for a little bit, but we just talked about the importance of finishing the job tomorrow. I mean, we got 3 big points. We get some help from Wisconsin tonight. We might go into tomorrow tied with Duluth and then with an opportunity to leapfrog them. So that's what it's all about, getting those points. So the job's half done. We can enjoy it for a little bit, but we got to be ready to go tomorrow.
Coach, congrats again. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.